Warming up.
Right?
Okay. Are we recording?
Yes, we are recording now.
Okay, we are on the mic. Yes. How do I sound?
I'm the only one that doesn't have headphones, so I can't hear.
Oh. We need to get you some headphones.
Yeah.
Are we ready to spill a spearmint?
I feel like I have to find my podcast voice. Yeah. Like, is it hyper or am I more mysterious and calm? Right? Like my mom voice?
You can try something new every podcast and then see what people say.
I can't. Well, your voice sounds the same as it sounds like in real life. Does mine?
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah. You know what's funny is I was just thinking about, you know how some people have like phone voices? When you talk to them on the phone, they sound totally different.
Yes.
The first time that I called you, it was like weird because your voice is the exact same.
Really?
Like you just say hello. Like, you don't have any phone voice. Like
or
at
a
all.
Customer service voice.
Yeah, there's no like customer service voice or anything.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't talk on the phone. I don't.
So I guess
avoid
you're just
the
not
phone.
Used to it.
No, I avoid the phone at all costs.
Got you.
I let everything go to voicemail. So the only person I'll probably answer to is you.
Yeah.
Or someone at work. Well, that's good. Otherwise, I'm not talking on the phone.
Okay, should we do some introductions so people know whose voice is whose?
Yes.
Okay. You go first.
So what am I saying?
Your name.
My name is Sherry Lott. I founded Spearmint Love.
Yes.
I was a blogger before, so I kind of founded Spearmint Love in 2009, mm-hmm. but I officially founded the online store, where hopefully you've shopped before, in 2013.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. And Carolyn.
I'm Carolyn. I am our head of partnerships. I have been working for Spearmint since 2018. So I've been here for a while. And yeah, I started back when we were at our different location in Scottsdale. And I started, I think I had a, this is crazy to me, but I think I had a 1-year-old and a 3.5-year-old. And now I have 3 kids. My oldest is 10. So I feel like I've like grown up as a mom working for Spearmint.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, Alicia.
Okay, I am Alicia. I have also been working here since 2018. I started just a little bit after Carolyn. So I remember all the old Spearmint lore at the other warehouse.
Yes.
I feel like we can get into that in some of the podcasts if people are interested. So comment down below if you're interested in hearing this old warehouse lore. I do a lot of different things here at Spearmint. I do some web development. I do some reporting, some data analytics. That makes me sound cool. I was a math major at ASU, so I'm interested in a bunch of different things. But anything numbers related, Excel related, computer science related is all the stuff that I do at Spearmint Love. And I set up this podcast for everybody.
Genius.
Yes. We have some really professional.
Do we have
equipment.
A podcast name?
Right now it's Spearmint Pod.
Spearmint. I thought it was spill with spearmint.
Oh, spill with spearmint's better.
Spill with spearmint.
We like spill. It's a tongue twister. Spill with spearmint.
I think so.
Yeah. That's good. That's
I
cute.
Feel like it's like spill, like we're spilling the tea, you know, spilling the whatever. But then it's also, I think moms like it's like toddler spill like things. Like I feel like it has like a double, you know, meaning.
Yeah, that's true. I love that. I wouldn't have thought of that because I'm not a mom.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we should. Yeah. So we have a mix of moms and not moms who work here, of course.
Because Sherry has kids as well.
Yes, I do.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a 16 and a 14.
Okay, yeah.
So we're getting to the end.
Yeah.
I might cry. Alicia has no kids yet.
I have no kids yet.
And Carolyn has 3, like she said.
Yeah, I have a 10, 7, and 4-year-old boys. So I'm a boy mom. Boy mom who loves all the cutest girl ruffle footies and designs here at Spearmint.
Yeah. What do you have to say about Sherry's dishwasher situation?
Oh, yes. Okay. So we were, here's the thing. I guess here, actually, this can like lead us into, we've been wanting to start this podcast, honestly, probably for years.
Yeah. We've had this equipment literally sitting here for like a year and a half.
And because we're a fairly like small team to the point where, you know, and we've been working together for a while. Mm-hmm. We have so many conversations in the office where we're like, you know what? We should start a podcast. Like, what if we just made this into a podcast? So earlier today, I was going to ask Sherry, How are you not using your dishwasher in your house when it works? Because my dishwasher is broken right now. Mm. I do not like hand washing. I can't believe you're choosing.
I could never.
So I wanted to ask, but then I was like, wait, let's wait till we are mic'd up. So now you can explain. Why are you not using your dishwasher?
Okay, so we moved into a new house on November 1, and I'm going through this transition in my life where I'm like getting rid of all the toxins. A lot of you guys are going through this as well because I get a lot of DMs about it. And so, you know, I got the Branch Basics for my cleaning, my laundry, but I didn't get anything for, apparently Branch Basics also makes dishwashing detergent. I didn't know that, but I haven't found anything for washing dishes. So I've just been hand washing, which now, you know, it's been what, 2 months? What is this? January. Wow. It's been, other than going away over winter break, it's been about 2 months of hand washing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like in this routine now. So I'm like almost scared to open the dishwasher and like start with the dishwasher.
Wow. Really?
See, yeah.
This is interesting because I think in some ways mm-hmm. I could be considered a crunchy mom, mm-hmm. but there's nothing like no amount of toxins, chemicals that would make me not like use my dishwasher. Honestly, like I just feel like the efficiency of using a dishwasher, like I can't imagine.
Well,
hand washing
I feel like
intentionally
2 months ago, I probably would have said the exact same yeah. as you, but like I did it the first day and then John jumps in. He starts trying to use the Dove soap. And I'm like, no, we can't use that because it's toxic. And I just went back to using my, the hand soap. Do you guys use Branch Basics?
Uh-oh. No.
Okay. So it's basically like a liquid that you fill to a line and then you fill the rest of the way with water or vice versa. I have that mixed. Mm-hmm. You fill the soap to a line and then water. I can't remember. Anyway, so I just use the same stuff for basically everything in a different kind of combination, like different measurements, right?
Yeah.
The thing
it's
you
like a concentrate or something?
Yeah, it's basically okay. a concentrate. And so like I'm only using that in the house on everything, but there's different bottles in each room for like to wipe your mirrors or to clean your shower or whatever. And so like, yeah, I wouldn't let him touch the sink. And so then I just kept hand washing and, you know, here we are today. I'm still hand washing and I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's time to break open the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Wait, how long does it take you to like wash all the dishes after like dinner?
Oh, well, we all eat at different times. We're horrible. We do not do sit down family dinners.
Okay. So it's not like all one giant batch or something.
No. And it accumulates the day.
Okay.
Like if someone takes a dish somewhere, it ends up in the sink the next day. Mm. I'm kind of embarrassed.
But you do one batch of washing the dishes at the end of the day?
Yeah. Well, I have a pet peeve. If I wake up in the morning, there's dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
It just grosses me out.
Yeah. That's the worst.
So I do it like no matter what time it is at night, I do it before I take my shower and get in bed. So every night I do it. I'm pretty fast.
Okay.
It doesn't take that long. I try to get the kids to soak the dish. Mm. Like if they have pasta with red sauce, mm-hmm. I'm like, please soak the dish because otherwise there's that crusty yes. cheese on the dish. So yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just so used to it now. It's not that hard.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's that hard, but at the same time, I can't wait to get my dishwasher fixed.
All right. So anyway, I got a ton of recommendations for dishwashing detergent. You guys sent me so many recommendations. I don't know really where to start now. I'm almost more overwhelmed than when I started.
Yeah.
Because now which one do I go with? Because there's some really convincing arguments to use specific dish detergents. Anyway,
I would go with the cheapest. I'm a cheapskate.
So I have to. So you think I should price them all out?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I could do
that. That's what I do.
Well, I'll have to report back once I finally get something.
Yeah. And then give your recommendation.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've changed so many things. And John too. Mm-hmm. John's a really good sport. So I've changed my toothpaste. Mm. I've changed my shampoo and conditioner, which has been challenging because I feel like my hair is so snarly after taking a shower with the shampoo and conditioner that it's really hard to brush in the morning.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's been the hardest one. Mm. I changed my body wash. I'm using Dr. Bronner's and there's this soap. I think it's called 3-in-1. It's like a 3-in-1 soap and it's like a shampoo, body wash, you name it. What else have I changed? My laundry detergent, cleaning products. Mm.
And no more candles, right? Is that something?
No. Oh yeah. Thank you. You have a gosh. You have a good memory. Yeah. I got rid of all the scented candles. I have 2 beeswax candles, but I don't even burn them because they look so pretty.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no sense. What else have I changed?
I changed from plastic to glass, like reusable containers for like my microwavable, like meal prep.
So you're using like Pyrex now?
Some off-brand cheap one.
Okay. But that's what I'm using. That's what I'm doing too. That's okay, another one of mine.
Yeah.
What about you, Carolyn?
Yeah. I will say, honestly, since college, I've been pro glass over like plastic. So that is something.
So you were the head of the game.
I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea of saving food in plastic really freaked me out, you know, even before I had kids and before there were podcasts about health and wellness.
Yeah. You did it before it was cool.
I did. Yeah.
Any other changes?
No, I don't think I've made any big changes recently. I've always been a no scent laundry detergent, trying to get the most natural one. However, there was a sale for Tide. And I just you know what? Why not? I have 3 boys. What could it do? I am going back to my natural because I feel like it. I don't know. My skin is, I think, just sensitive to that. I felt like I could. I don't know. I noticed a difference using the not natural. So for that, I'm using natural laundry detergent.
I heard that's the biggest one because supposedly you spend most of your time sleeping. And if you're sleeping in that scent, it's super bad for you.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Interesting. That's good to know. So what brand do you guys recommend?
I'm using Branch Basics for laundry detergent. What are you using?
I have to actually look. I don't remember the brand name.
But okay. Maybe I should switch that then.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to switch just the big things. That's why I did the glass bowls.
Mm-hmm.
That's I try to with my foods and stuff, I try to not get processed things for the most part. So if I do have processed things or things with unnatural things in it, artificial things in it, it's minimal. So that's what I'm trying to do. Not doing big major things.
Yeah.
And then my cleaning thing is I forget what it's even called, but that one's safe. That one's clean.
I feel like we may have to change the podcast to Spearmint Health and Wellness.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, speaking of sleep.
Yeah.
What are we all wearing right now?
Oh my goodness.
Valentine's PJs.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
So cute.
The best.
Which one is your favorite?
It's so hard. I mean, I'm definitely a pink person. I like pink things over any other color. So right now, Sherry is wearing Love Letters, and that's a pink background. I'm wearing the pink Valentine Bear. Alicia is wearing Valentine Bear with a cream background. So I don't know. It's really between Love Letters and Valentine Bear pink. I don't know.
Well, do you pick the Valentine Bear?
I did.
That was
I did
maybe
partly because you came in wearing Love Letters.
Oh, you picked after you saw me.
I did.
Oh, I thought you picked yesterday.
No, okay. I waited to see what you were coming
in. Got it.
And
okay.
Yeah. And I had already picked this one too.
So I kind of had it go off. But honestly, what I'm wearing, I think I'll say this is, I think this is my favorite, the Valentine Bear pink. It is really cute.
And I like this one, the one with the cream background. I think it's super cute. I love the color.
Interesting. But our best seller is actually the Valentine Bear, the one you're wearing, Alicia.
Oh, is it?
The not pink one.
Okay.
And I think it's probably because it's more neutral and it's for boy moms.
Yeah.
So that's probably why.
Yeah.
But that's our best seller.
Yeah.
Yeah, which surprises me.
Really cute. Oh,
I would have guessed little boy. Pink. I would have guessed pink would be our best seller.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have guessed the pink bear.
It's so interesting how, we have products or years where pink just dominates.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next collection or season, it's all about neutrals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the neutrals always stick around. You think, maybe they're not on trend anymore, but they're always there.
The sad beige is still really hot.
Yeah, beige baby.
I don't think beige baby is going away.
I agree.
I think it's going to continue to trend the whole year, 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay though. There's nothing wrong with sad beige.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love beige.
Yeah.
Here.
You like what you like. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been making a lot of TikToks and reels today in these pajamas. This is kind of, I would say, the type of company we are. We talked yesterday about a goal of making more video content, and today I think we filmed like 12 things.
We're doing it.
And we started a podcast.
And we started a podcast all in one day. Yeah. I'm so proud of us. I'm glad.
Well, I think going forward, we can have like I think we're learning our flow and like, what do you guys want to hear from us?
Yeah.
Because we can talk business. We can talk motherhood. We can talk health.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're really like interested in a lot of things here.
Mm-hmm. Also, Sherry has been on her podcast journey as well recently. So she's been listening to all the podcasts.
I went from listening to no podcasts, thinking I couldn't listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every single drive into work, I'm listening to a podcast. So I usually pick one for the morning, and then I get halfway through, because my mm-hmm. drive from my house to work is about, you know, 20 minutes. If I stop at McDonald's and get my 99-cent coffee, it's about, you know, an hour, or no, sorry, it's about 25 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finish the podcast on the way home. It's amazing. I love it.
You can learn so much just by driving.
And you know, like we were talking about before, I'm on this big health and wellness kick. So that's my like favorite kind of podcast to listen to right now. I actually did listen to a Tony Robbins podcast last night. So not as much health and wellness, more like just like motivational stuff. Mm-hmm. What about you guys? What are you guys listening to as far as podcasts go?
I listen to more like entertainment podcasts. I really like the Unfiltered podcast and Ear Biscuits. So those are more just like entertaining.
What's like a theme? Like what's entertaining to you?
It's just very like chit chatty. Like they'll talk about like hot topics and things like that.
So like pop culture.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Like pop culture. Like, I mean, most recently they talked about the LA fires.
Okay.
So like every single podcast I was listening to the past week was talking about the LA fires. Cause like every single one was
so more
serious.
So more serious stuff.
I guess that one was just a one-off cause it was more serious. Right. Normally it's not very serious. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what else I listen to. I listen to Ginger Duggar's podcast. What other ones? I feel like I get a lot of my recommendations from Carolyn.
Carolyn, oh, okay. Tell us.
I feel like I have such, honestly, a diverse library of podcasts because I do really like the health, wellness space, motivational business stuff. I also like pop culture. I like when influencers or sisters are hosting podcasts. Mm-hmm. I think I like a lot of that girl chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like blanking on it. Exactly. Like, I mean, I could, you know, when I'm phasing out of this, or I kind of have already, but honestly, for like the longest time, I loved birth and birth story podcasts. Mm. Like, I think that's what got me initially hooked to podcasts.
Oh.
I used to listen to things about like pregnancy, birth, postpartum. So, I mean, now it's not it doesn't capture me this, you know, the same way it used to.
Well, you're not in that phase
right,
of life anymore, right?
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
But I used to listen to birth stories.
Birth stories are interesting.
They are. And once in a while I still will. It's like, I feel like a little like nostalgic almost to listen to those. But, so yeah, I think that's what got me hooked were the birth stories.
So we actually have a Slack channel. I don't know if you guys know what Slack is. It's like a communication network that a lot of people in work environments use. I don't mm-hmm. know. Who else uses Slack?
I feel like that's typically.
Okay, I think that's typically it. But we have a Slack channel where we share what podcasts we're listening to and give if we like it or not.
Yeah.
That's how much we're into talking about podcasts with each other. So that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. And I guess, okay, there was, I think this might have been when Alicia and I first started working here, but the cold podcast.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That actually, I got truly every single person who worked here had their like AirPods in and was listening to the cold podcast. Like we didn't, no one talked, I feel like, for a week. We all were listening to it. That true crime, I'm not like huge into true crime.
Yeah.
But if it's that well done.
Yeah, it was
the
just so well done.
Storytelling was so good. So yeah, we definitely had a few weeks here. Like,
and they were
the
like
day.
Coming out weekly at the time too. So there was like a backlog of a few that we like all caught up on, and then every week we'd have to wait for the next like update. There was like 10 or 15 or something in the season one of the cold podcast. So go listen to it. It's from like 2018, 2019.
Yeah, probably 2018, 2019.
You guys, I had no idea. Yeah. I'm like so out of that was at Greenway?
Yes. Yeah. And it was back when we were all like in one room. You know, like we all like worked in the same room in like a circle. Or, you know, like a big, like our tables were all in like a big circle, and then the bins for like shipping containers were like all in the middle, I think.
So at our old warehouse, our shipping area was in the same place as our, as it was just one big space.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all in the same room. The warehouse team, you know, us, like everybody was in the same space. And in this building, this is our new building, newer building that we bought this warehouse in Tempe. When did we buy this?
In end of 2020.
It was right before
like
COVID.
September.
Right?
2020. No, it was the year of COVID.
It was the year of COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, that seems forever ago.
I know, right?
So in this building, we have a warehouse space, and then there's a separate kind of office, traditional office space.
Mm-hmm.
And so we aren't all together all the time.
Yep.
So it's very different. But yeah, so when you guys were doing this podcast, what was it called?
The cold.
Cold. You were all in this. You were all in the same space. Mm-hmm. We could all see each other all day long.
Yeah, yes. We were all just like sitting within like 10 feet of each other.
Yeah, there was something, honestly, like, looking, I feel like those are, I don't know what the equivalent would be, but I feel like it's, like, the old, like, going back to summer camp, or, like, it's, like, we were really, like, in the trenches together of, like, a, you know, a new business. I mean, it was fun, like, just, I mean, that's back when we, I think, all pretty much, like, picked, shipped orders. We all, all of us knew where every brand was, you know, like, every bin space was, like, we kind of all were in the same, I mean, we all had some different specialties and things we were working on, but. Yeah, things are, I mean, obviously as you grow and shift, things are different, but and I feel like if you're an OG from that time, there's a lot of lore to Spearmint.
It was chaotic back then because we'd have all, like, almost all the sizes of one particular SKU, like one, like a bison footie. We would have like 0 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, all in one box. So like when we had like way too many shipments to ship, if there was a holiday or like Black Friday week, you'd like be running around like crazy, and then you'd like dump over the box to find the right size item to pick orders.
Yes,
it was way more chaotic. We've made a lot of progress.
We have, like, the level of sophistication this company has gone through is insane. Like, even knowing the shades, I remember, like, when I first started, like, there were some different shades of essentially, like, beige. And it was, like, you know, like, and it wasn't mapped in a way. It wasn't even mapped, but.
Yeah.
Like, so
it was just like, that brand is over there.
Yeah, that brand's over there, and you, like, got to figure out which version of tan you need.
Yeah. Or and sometimes white. The boxes would be labeled so that you can know what's in it, and sometimes it wouldn't be.
Right.
And so you just kind of like look, and then if sometimes like I would have to go help pick because that's not normally my job, I would like go and just be like, I have no idea what this is, what color this is, if it like doesn't have a label like on the actual thing. So I'd be like looking at a photo and the actual thing, like, is that the same beige?
You'd be Googling it on your phone.
Right? Yeah, exactly. It was very inefficient. But, you know, you had to do what you had to do at the time.
Yes.
Like, that was that's the way we did it back then.
Yeah.
There was no system.
Yeah.
Right? Now there's system. Every size, every color, every SKU has its own spot in the new warehouse.
With a barcode, label, everything. Yeah.
So it's much easier. It's much faster.
Yeah.
We probably ship, what would you say, how many times faster can we ship an order now than in the old warehouse?
Like 10 times at least.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of orders we process every single day compared to before is, with way less people,
is
insane.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy.
It's cool, though, to be able to, like, see the whole, like, transition of that happening.
Yeah,
and it just, like, slowly happened. Even in the other warehouse, like, with all of us sitting in the big area, that area just got smaller and smaller of, like, the office space. And then slowly, like, the office space was just in the break room.
Right.
Because there was aisles of product in every space that there could possibly be. So all you really had was, like, the couch in the break room to, like, actually sit and, like, sit on your computer.
It was a good way to learn the product, though. I feel like that could be, I don't know, an initial, like, if you're, like, a new employee, like, just no one has to go through that the same way we did.
Yeah.
Like, just, I don't know, I got to know every brand and every kind of product so well.
And see what sells best and stuff, just from picking.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, some of those brands, I mean, there's some we don't really carry anymore. I can't even remember the name. Say the name. But like, it was like, you know, it was.
Say it.
Okay. It's a really, really cute brand. Like, okay. Uff.
Uff. We don't carry Uff anymore. Carry it. Yes. It was.
But I remember stepping into.
Danish? Was it Danish?
Yeah. It was some. I mean, it's the cutest stuff. But yeah. It was very. Some of the, like, the names of the products and like the sizing and how we had it. It was like a treasure hunt finding it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just remember being like, I was a mom when I first started, but I remember feeling this is a different world. This is $110 like romper. Like, I don't know. I just felt like I was like being initiated into something so out of my like normal, world.
Yeah.
But it felt so fun. It felt, I was like, wow, people, like, this is what people are putting their babies in. Like,
even, especially not being a mom, too. I remember in my interview, you came into that, because John interviewed me, but you came into it, like, later, and you were, like, telling me more about, like, the products and stuff. And you said something about, like, muslin, like, swaddles, and I didn't know what that was or that that's even a material. So I thought that you said Muslim. And so I was like, oh, there's like Muslim baby clothes. Okay, I'm sure there's like some particular thing that they have, maybe. I don't know. I didn't question it. I was like, okay, great. But apparently that's a thing, Muslim.
It was very trendy back then.
Yeah.
Yes. It's amazing how the baby trends have changed too.
Yeah.
Like there's been so many changes. I mean, we still sell muslin.
Right.
But as far as like a muslin swaddle, it's definitely not the trend right now.
Right.
But things circle back.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah. No, that is interesting to think about the trends and us muslin. Yeah. Blankets with prints on them. And like those muslin blankets where they came with cards for like every month.
Oh, yeah.
For like that was like Pinterest. That was like so.
That was the trend.
Yeah.
Trendy.
Or the sticker with the month on the baby bodysuit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so. We used to sell like so many of those.
By the way, people used to get mad at me for saying bodysuit. But people don't know. Oh. Yeah. People would get mad at me for saying bodysuit.
Why?
Because, well. You know, one, I can't say onesie.
Right.
That's right?
Trademark.
Because it's trademarked. And so we always say bodysuit, and people used to actually get mad. They would be like, it's a onesie.
Like, well, I know it's a onesie. You were trying to be like edgier.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's a baby bodysuit.
Yeah. No. I was just trying not to get sued.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's just a brand name. It's like saying Band-Aid or Kleenex.
So,
or
yeah.
Something.
So you can't say onesie. People just don't know that. That's okay.
Yes. No, that is something working here. I didn't think it was like weird. I did not get mad at you for calling it a bodysuit, but I
right.
did. There was just this level of, I felt like this is just next level bougie here. Like, I had two kids, like I said, but at the time, and I just, calling things a bodysuit. Now it just feels so, I can't even imagine. I mean, we talk all day, every day about bodysuits, rompers, every type. Yeah, back then it actually did seem so formal, kind of edgy
right.
to call it a bodysuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it on purpose to be edgy, though. Right. Or formal.
Right.
So So we just spilled the beans why we call it a bodysuit.
Yeah,
because we can't say onesie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you know.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're at the 30-minute mark.
All right. So should we cut it here?
Yeah.
Was this interesting?
I thought it was so interesting.
I was entertained.
Yeah. I would love to know, I guess, see if we can get feedback on what people want to hear.
Yeah. More if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually leave a comment down below. So comment, like, leave us a review. That helps us.
That's what they always say on podcasts. Started. Leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, give us a 5-star review.
Even if you don't want to give us 5 stars, I feel like we'll get better. So just give us some kind of, give us a star.
Yeah.
Like one, that's fine.
Yeah, you can start us off with one and then later give us more.
Yeah. We'll work our way up to 5.
Yep. Thank you for listening.